Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to Talk Business and Politics on KASU. 2017 had no shortage of political news, including several stories you may not remember due to the sheer volume of politics we saw last year. I sat down with Wes Brown of our news organization and Andrew DeMillo, Capitol Bureau correspondent for the Associated Press, for a conversation. All right, let's talk about our top political stories of 2017.
Wow, crazy year.
It has been a wild year. I compiled this very long, lengthy list right here of crazy stories. There's probably like 30 of them in here. So there's been a lot of headlines. But Andrew, I will come to you first. What would you kind of put in the realm of your top stories, national or state?
I think a story that, you know, is a political story and policy story, too, that obviously got a lot of national, international attention here was executions. You know, Arkansas resuming executions after 12 years without putting anyone to death. And just basically the state became kind of the epicenter of the death penalty debate with what was an unprecedented plan to try to put eight people to death. Eventually it was, you know, four inmates after court rulings. And really, the debate over that just really dominated headlines, dominated attention here. And I think a lot of the issues with that we're going to see carry over into the new year as well, too. There's still a lot of questions regarding the source of Arkansas's execution drugs, the debate over Judge Wendell Griffin and efforts to prevent him from hearing any death penalty cases over his participation in
possibility of impeachment, even.
That threat is still out there, still a judicial ethics case, both against him and also against the state Supreme Court. Just the amount of focus that was on the death penalty here was something we hadn't seen in a long time, and really something that I think is going to reverberate, you know, beyond just that 1 month where we were all just, you know, watching court filings, just kind of hectic schedule.
Yeah, it was, and there were some late nights for you guys on the ground down there. I got to stay at Command Central and just take the copy in, so I had it a little easier. Wes, what about you?
In the state of Arkansas, I think for me, a compelling story has been on medical marijuana. About a little bit over a year ago, November 2006, voters said we want access to medical marijuana. And over the last year, we've seen that process play out. In the first legislature, there was almost two dozen different laws that were passed to promulgate rules for the medical marijuana. And it's taken up until the latter part of this year to where we really are going to get to the point where we're going to see, on February 20th, you're going to see the Medical Marijuana Commission come together and finally award some licenses to five cultivation centers, which are basically greenhouses to grow pot.
Big greenhouses.
and then you have the dispensaries, which are basically the retail locations where a person who has ID from the Arkansas Department of Health can go and purchase medical marijuana products, whether it be the actual weed or a cannabis product.
Right.
So I think that's going to still be a compelling story. I think a story on that is that how economic viable will the medical marijuana industry be?
We'll be getting some tax data on that eventually. Now, see, I thought that you would pick the governor's travels to China and all the success that he's had since you weighed a little bit in business and politics there. And I thought you would go with guns on college campuses, which those were two huge stories this past year.
We probably had enough of both of those stories, man.
Yeah, and those are both stories, too, that we may not have seen the end of either one of those.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be writing about it for a while.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about on the national stage. You've had, I've described it as the Trump tornado of 2017. It's lasted all year. He's really upended Washington, D.C. politics, national and international politics. You've got the Mueller probe. And here in the back half of the year, the last couple of months of this year, the whole Me Too, the sexual misconduct kind of earthquake there. Those two have some reverberations for 2018.
Yeah, I think the big test in Arkansas is going to be, is Arkansas going to be similar in what we've seen in other states? The Alabama Senate election raised some hopes among Democrats, even though it was very unique circumstances, that there may be inroads in these very deep red states. Mm-hmm. But you look at the polling here, Trump has not been hit the same way in Arkansas he has in other states, especially when you look at his approval versus disapproval numbers. So this election could end up being kind of an interesting test to see, is Arkansas kind of the outlier compared to other states in terms of Trump support? Is he not the albatross that he is in other states?
I think
right
there
now
would need to be a field of Roy Moore type candidates too, mm-hmm, to have to mm-hmm, for the Republicans to field, and I don't think you see that in the Republican farm club there. They've got a lot of talented, capable young leaders there, and plenty
bench
in the pipeline, a deep bench.
I guess the story for me that's probably gonna this at the end of the year is the tax reform package that was passed. I think it's especially when I put on my business modifiers, that's the story that kind of resonates. It's gonna be the story that continues to keep on giving, because there are so many. It's over 500 pages, and there's so many parts of it that's gonna affect corporations. We don't know the impact. We may not know the impact for several years, but some are gonna be immediate. And I think we're gonna be covering those stories from local angles, from national angles, from personal angles. And I think that's gonna be, and I guess some people believe this may be Trump's Obamacare if it doesn't turn out to be as successful as the Republican Party thinks it is.
That's Talk Business and Politics, Wes Brown, and Andrew DeMillo, Capital Bureau correspondent for the Associated Press. You can catch their full interview online at talkbusiness.net. You can also catch some local and state news at that website, talkbusiness.net. Check it out. That's all for today's program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.